Your host, Rick Huzabel, and today we're going to talk about glass washers. And in particular, we're going to talk about glass washer maintenance. And this is a subject that many people really aren't, don't hear much about there as far as podcasts go, I would imagine. Maybe not that much written, but definitely not that much in the spoken variety. And with me today is Cindy Salas from Dishing It Out down in Tampa, and Cindy's a longtime industry veteran in glass washer sales and service, right, Cindy?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Well, Cindy, if you were going to make some recommendations to bar and nightclub owners and, say, restaurant owners in terms of how they maintain the machines, what are some of those critical factors about maintaining optimal performance and extending machine life?
For us, we are, as you said, a national sales and local service maintenance provider for restaurants and bars, and there are a couple of suggestions that we make upon installation or servicing a machine, whether we installed it or not. First key area is always ensuring that the customer who has purchased the machine reads the operating manual and shares that information with their staff. We will go in and typically provide a full training to the staff members, and we do that in English and in Spanish or any other language, but giving the training to the staff is imperative. They need to really understand the machine, know what each of the buttons and dials will have the machine do. The second portion is we always want to make sure that the correct water temperature and the preparation of the water meets the standards for the machine that can initially throw off the operation and eventually cause problems with the machine. So making sure that if the operation has hard water, that there are softeners or filtration systems that go along during installation. And if not, we go on to the second step, which is properly manually maintaining the machine. The rack program is also important, ensuring that the racks that we are providing are adequate for the glass sizes. And then again, training the staff on the operation and the cleaning of the machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say rack program, can you explain that just a little more fully? How does someone go about establishing proper racks for the glass washer then?
Basically, we will come out during the sale and sometimes after the sale and just measure the glasses, ensuring that they have, the racks are not too big for the glasses. If the glass racks that are provided with the machine are too big, you're going to find that those glasses upon the wash cycle are going to kind of tip around and hit each other, and there's breakage and, in many cases, glass falls into the machine if something breaks.
Yeah.
Or if they're plastic glasses, they're just going to really hit the top of the machine, hit the arms, the spray arms. So we make sure that the racks are ideally matched with the glass sizes for that particular establishment.
Okay. Do you, when it comes to, of course, you just hit on something else that crossed my mind. What about when you talk about stemware? Is it common nowadays, and with your clients, to see anything besides traditional glassware? In other words, do you see much in the way of polycarbonates, like straw? Makes? Are you familiar with straw?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, straw makes STRAHL. They make a line of products for people who perhaps are serving they don't want glass breakage, and but they want something that looks appropriate. I mean, have you had much experience with dealing with that type of a non-glass type product in a glass box?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. We have several bars and establishments, not just bars, but also restaurants who choose hard plastic ware.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with that as well. Some are better quality than others, as you can imagine. What we find with basically dishware, to be frank, the glassware or the cups and glasses are, we don't find that problem, but with the other carbonate type pieces, we find that they chip and they break a lot easier in the high temp washers, so we don't always recommend them. But the glasses are typically fine. We don't see very many issues with those. But yeah, we deal with all types of materials.
So it's critical, probably, to maintaining longevity of someone's equipment when they at the point of sale. That training is really of the utmost critical. Would you not say one of the most critical components? Getting them properly trained on how to use the machine gun, and that they develop a program.
Yeah, absolutely. It's essential. It's essential in having in producing these results, you know, that you want. Certainly, you know, we want to put a rack through and have it come back out looking, you know, slightly better than it went in. So we always train and overtrain and continue to train, even during our regular service visits, to make sure that every rack is producing proper results. Training the staff is essential.
So you're really maintenance is the name of the game when it comes to longevity, I guess, is really what it comes down to, right?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And of course,
Yeah.
Well, of course, I mean, that's how it is with much equipment, right? That's how it is with your automobile and everything else. You can't just drive it away and it doesn't take care of itself. And now you're talking about food and deposits and things of that nature, I imagine, huh?
Correct. So we have what we call weekly maintenance to-dos and monthly maintenance to-dos. And so when we go out to visit a customer for the first time after the machine is, or during installation is typically when it happens, and then several times afterward, and it just becomes ongoing, is we give them a sheet basically with weekly maintenance habits and monthly maintenance habits, so they'll know what to expect from our company, which again provides local service and maintenance to our customers. But on the weekly maintenance side, there are several steps that should be taken after closing each night. And the first one we talk about, which is super important, is clearing out the spray arms. These spray arms in the machine can be detached and cleaned. So basically, we ask them to pull those out, check them for blockage. A lot of times we'll, you know, throw glasses into the machine. With the napkin still stuck or straws or toothpicks, sometimes there's broken glass, food, olives, orange rinds. And so what we do is we ask that they pull those out, clear them out, run them under a three-compartment sink, water, make sure that they're all cleared. And then the second step is cleaning and sanitizing the screens, which we call scrap trays. So, you know, screen, everything that basically falls into this compartment once it goes into the dish machine. Again, napkins, straws, we find a lot of toothpicks. Toothpicks are probably our biggest issue. We just wind up, with those in, and once they're in the spray arms or once they're kind of traveling through the machine, they cause major damage. So the screens, the spray arms, take those out, you know, throw them into a three-compartment sink, get them cleared and cleaned and sanitized. Typically, if you throw them into the sanitizing side of the three-compartment sink, then you're halfway there.
Okay. So you offer a service that you perform well. I guess your maintenance schedule is varies between what you do weekly and what you do monthly. Correct?
Sure. We're not there typically every single week. And if we are, then we ensure that again proper training is happening. That staff understands how to. I mean, clearly you have a lot of turnaround. So we make sure if we see a new face that we're going through these, this training yet again, pulling out the spray arms, cleaning, sanitizing the screens, teaching them how to basically spray down the inside and the outside of the glass washer. You know, we don't use you don't need to use fancy detergent for that. Basically, you know, we'll provide them with a spray bottle, half part vinegar, half part water. Ask them to spray it inside, run a full cycle, dry it out, never using degreasers, by the way. Those are harmful to the machines, and, you know, once a degreaser gets in there, it's really going to mess up the glasses and the performance. So,
okay.
Yeah, so we ask that they use, like I said, half part vinegar, half part water, spray it inside, run it a few times, and dry it, and you're good to go.
Okay. So one of the things that most people are probably familiar with who work around glass washers is the beloved glass washer facial. you've, I'm sure, heard of this story before, right?
Sure, plenty of
times. This is the one where you open up a door and you get blasted with 180-degree steam.
Sure, and if you're wearing glasses, you won't be able to see for a little while. So, yeah, definitely.
Right. Well, the one of the companies who makes a machine who I'm talking about today and today's blog is Hobart. And I think you're familiar with Hobart Equipment, are you not?
Yes, Hobart, great company.
Yeah.
Great product.
So it's just a premium. It's a premium line of equipment. Would you not say?
Absolutely, they're definitely top of the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have this feature called VapoStop, and it's a patented feature that they offer, which channels hot, the steam out of the wash compartment during the drying process. So they engineered a couple things to go on simultaneously by introducing dry air into the wash chamber while they're evacuating it and moving it through. And of course, what this does is it gives you automatically dries the glasses for you before you even open the door. Have you seen that before?
I have. It's a great feature. It cools. It's got the cool rinse cycle, so it cools the glasses down and gets rid of all that vapor.
Mm-hmm. In your experience of servicing machines, how does the Hobart machine stack up as far as is it user friendly to own? For how long, and how expensive are they to maintain?
They are user-friendly machines, absolutely. Hobart does a great job of designing their equipment. Longevity is, we've seen machines 20 years old that still look phenomenal. As a matter of fact, we just accepted one in trade for a new one that still looks phenomenal. In terms of longevity, you've got a really great product And it's going to withstand, you know, the torture that restaurants and bars put them through. Service is absolutely adequate. Hobart does a great job of having their own service technicians in major cities and around. You'll always run into a Hobart truck if you're out doing what we do. Parts are high-end in terms of pricing. And I think Hobart is probably doing a really great job, a better job than they have in the past, of having those readily available. And in Tampa, we have a Hobart office, service office, where we can access and gain access to parts. I'm not sure that that's the case in every city, but I know that they definitely do the best they can. There can be some downtime, as opposed to other companies like, you know, the CMAs who have parts that are easily accessible, and the ADSs and so on and so forth. But they're a great product. Again, you know, top of the line glass washer and plus, you know, we install a lot of their dishwashers as well. But you can expect to pay, you know, somewhat more for the parts and the labor, as opposed to some of the others that I've mentioned.
Well, would it be typical that the, I know, and of course, I mean, to be a top flight company nowadays, you know, everybody has to have a very good parts and distribution network, and I know Hobart is a German-based company, but are there times when someone would be, what would be like the worst-case scenario of, you know, what the turnaround time might be to get parts that would be maybe typically, you know, that could impale an operation if they didn't have enough equipment? So in other words, if you had a high-volume bar, you would probably want more than one machine, I would think, because if you're always running, you're always weighing off the likelihood that if, you know, by cutting cost of an initial cash outlay to reduce your amount of capital, but on the other hand, you could be shooting yourself in the foot if at some point you have a breakdown. That would then leave you sort of like without any means of drying or washing dishes. So would it be a typical or not typical? Hobart has a good enough track record to satisfy the service side, or what could be like the worst case scenario?
I think so. I think they have a great, like I said, a great setup in terms of both service and parts availability for their newer machines. And when I say newer, we're talking about, you know, 5 to 10 year old machines. I think those are readily available. Where we have issues has been primarily in the older models, where we can't gain access to those parts easily anymore. And but for the newer parts and the newer machines, yeah, they are available, and you do have access to those. So it's, you know, might be the same for you know, for other manufacturers of dish machines and glass washers. However, Hobart kind of improves their technology, whereas other companies may not have technology, advanced technology, technological type systems.
Features.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, because they are improving, I think, and because they're you know, always looking to be the best and the top of the line, you're going to find that you know, things change, and they change periodically, whereas other manufacturers kind of been selling the same equipment over and over again, and so they don't have to change much, so they can kind of keep those parts the same and available.
Yeah. Well, that's the name of the game, right? Service, because obviously once the equipment's installed, now you're on a life cycle, and if they are indeed maintaining their equipment properly, it's still going to have, eventually they're going to have service points where they have to get parts, and that's how it is, whether it's in a steel mill or if it's in a bar or a restaurant. So in terms of other machines that you like for rack-mounted glass washers, do you like the CMA machine too, you said?
I do. I like the CMA. I like the under-counter ABS, and that has a hot wash tank. And so you have, you have a feature of a high-temp machine with the ABS as well. Glass washer, those are probably my two preferred machines. Mm-hmm. Is the CMA and the ADS. So,
okay.
I wouldn't say that they would outperform a Hobart.
Mm-hmm. Their value solutions.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're a value added type machine. So,
okay. All right. Well, okay. I guess that pretty well wraps it up then. As we said before, the critical thing to recap what we discussed earlier, it's important that that your equipment is maintained properly, you set up a maintenance program for it, right, Cindy?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That you have an operating manual, and that you you consult your service technicians, and maintain the proper water temperature, and go on a regular maintenance schedule with people like yourself, like your company.
Sure, so, absolutely. And I just want to add that is really essential, not only maintenance in-house, but a big piece is if you are going to purchase your own machine versus leasing it from a company like ours, and we do both sales and leasing, that you make sure that you contract a monthly maintenance so that you're not looking through the phone book trying to find someone at 1 o'clock in the morning when the dish machine breaks down or when there's a straw or something lodged in one of the arms and kind of puts your operation on hold. So.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, service is the name of the game, folks. So anyway, Cindy, I want to thank you very much for joining us today on Design Buzz. And we have a nice downloadable document that Cindy prepared that outlines many of the things we discussed today, and anyone who's desiring can download that right here on the website. And we look forward to talking with you again at Design Buzz. And that's it for today. Cindy, thank you very much again, and look forward to talking again. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having us.